and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Wednesday. A lot of stuff going on at Health Masters, as always. And if you guys haven't seen the Purple Sticks, one product of the week, and that is our methylcobalamin version of the acai Purple Sticks. So be sure to check those out on the website at healthmasters.com. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Austin. It just rained. Temperature dropped about 20 degrees. Absolutely wonderful. But I was doing some research today, and I came across an article in an abstract that was done on Tylenol or acetaminophen and the side effects, including, of course, we know kidney disease, liver failure being the number one product that's being used right now in America, which should be, I personally believe, taken off the market because of the tens of thousands of people that contact poison control centers every year and those who need liver transplants because of acetaminophen, Tylenol. So I personally think that the product needs to be completely taken off the market. But this one researcher says that it's one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's disease and that there's almost a direct linear correlation between the amount of Tylenol that's been consumed in the United States to the rapid onset of Alzheimer's disease. As baby boomers continue to age, they use the Tylenol as an anti, pain medicine. And he said Tylenol really works, not from a muscular standpoint, but from a neurological standpoint. So it stops the brain pain inside of the brain, but it causes a massive buildup of these amyloid plaques, which have been linked to be one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's disease. He goes on to give different various treatment protocols he says work for Alzheimer's disease, and he brings up a really interesting study that was using niacin, which is our vascular relaxant. Now, I'm not making any claims here, guys. I'm just telling you what the study says. It said a study of mice with induced Alzheimer's disease restored their full memory after treatments for 4 months with the human dose equivalent of 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams, which is 4 to 6 of these our tablets a day, also called B3 or niacin. It's nicotinic acid, belongs to a group, but it tends to induce flushing, and there may be some reluctant to take it. Cognitively, the mice were cured, commented the leading researchers. The vitamin completely prevented cognitive decline associated with the disease, bringing them back to the level they'd been at prior to the pathology. In addition, the niacin also improved the memory of mice without Alzheimer's disease, presently there are several human trials using this right now. And it's no real surprise that B3 is beneficial because it works in many of the conditions, such as improving or normalizing schizophrenia, senile condition, arthritis, hyperactivity or behavioral and learning difficulties in children, cholesterol problems, cancer, dermatitis, juvenile diabetes, fatigue, and lack of energy. The reason why a single vitamin can help with all of these problems is its key role as a coenzyme in oxidative cellular energy production. In certain areas of the brain or the body are congested with metabolic waste products or for other reasons have reduced blood supply, then energy production of that part of the body is reduced, and the brain needs approximately 20% of our total energy to function properly and therefore is especially sensitive to a lack of energy. As indication of the degree of biological aging is the amount of lactic acid accumulating in the brain. This is especially pronounced with degenerative brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Lactic acid is formed when the oxidative energy production of the mitochondria, the powerhouse side of the cell, declines, and niacin-dependent enzymes have been shown to be deficient. Getting more niacin into the congested brain cells helps to rev up the energy production and let these cells function more efficiently, therefore helping to reverse these conditions. Now, it also talks about other things like coconut oil and vitamin D12 and B-complex in general, and it's really going into detail about all of these different types of things that you can do. Guys, there's all kinds of natural protocols you can do to increase blood flow, including the cod liver oil, the DHA we talked about yesterday, and also vitamin E, the coconut oil and the niacin. A lot of natural things that you can do to increase your memory and reduce these different types of conditions, though I'm making no claim whatsoever since I've not worked with any patients on an ongoing basis using this type of protocol. It had come across my desk today, and I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I know a lot of you have loved ones who are suffering with senile dementia, and I know one thing, niacin is certainly not going to hurt anybody because it's a water-soluble nutrient, and of course you make sure all of your B vitamins are methylated like we have at Health Masters. What do you think about this article, Austin?
Yeah, it's definitely, the more and more research you start doing, you start realizing how the B vitamins, the whole category of B vitamins are so important for the body in almost every aspect, and especially with the brain. And you see that time and time again where they do these research studies and they find out that, you know, this B vitamin does this, this B vitamin helps with that. Just like the article I talked about yesterday with magnesium tying back into depression. All these things a lot of times that people are having issues with, not all the time. Sometimes they can be toxicity issues, which is a huge part of it. But a lot of times too, you see that it's a deficiency issue. So when you start having a toxicity issue coupled with a deficiency issue, you start running into a lot of serious problems and ailments with the body. And in most cases, once you start figuring this stuff out and you find what the root problem is and you don't try and cover it up with a bunch of pharmaceutical medications that don't actually fix the problem, they just cover up what's going on, then you can finally truly figure out how to fix the issue and get rid of it. And that's exactly what we do here at Health Masters. That's why our products are so effective, because they're so pure, they're so clean, and we help people utilize them with a healthy diet and exercise and try to stay away from that pharmaceutical model unless it's absolutely necessary. And in some cases, in rare cases, they are necessary to use, but in most cases, like with the PPI, the proton pump inhibitors I talked about yesterday, they only should be used for like a week or two. That's really it, to get your stomach healed, and that's the end of it. You don't need to be on this stuff for 2-3 years at a time. If that's the case and that's what you're using it for that length of time, as I just said a minute ago, you're not fixing the root problem, what's really going on. You're just trying to cover it up with pharmaceuticals. And also, too, I wanted to address something from yesterday. I had a email in from a listener, and I wanted to make sure I addressed this because I didn't go into detail with this, and that was my fault yesterday, about the organ registration and confiscation law. Basically, they're allowing them to use the extreme risk protection order, that if somebody calls in and basically they can have a ex parte court meeting, and they can come in and confiscate your weapons and take what you have because they say you're basically a danger to somebody. I went into detail in it yesterday, and one thing that our listener said to us yesterday that's so important is that the only way they can do this is through the registration process, which you have to enter voluntarily. These states that have come in and made it state law that you're being forced to basically register your firearms, that is illegal, and it's also unconstitutional. When the government comes in and says, we're going to point a gun at you, we're going to threaten you with jail time unless you register your guns, it's total virtually fraud and theft. There's no question about it. For them to come in and manually violate your Second Amendment rights, they are, basically, it's fraud. They can't do that. Registration is voluntary. The registration process means that you're voluntarily giving up your ownership interest in something to comply with the registration mandate. So if you don't have firearms that are not registered, you're a law-abiding citizen and you're not a felon and you have weapons that aren't registered, that's the best way to go. In the state of Florida, when you buy a brand new gun at a dealer, you have to pass a background check. But if you buy guns from individuals, so forth, from Florida, any other state, family, friends, there's no registration requirements in them, so there's nothing they can do to try and force you to take those weapons, because quite frankly, they don't know you. They have the, you know, you have those weapons, which is the best way to be. And so I always encourage people, law-abiding citizens, if you have the ability to have firearms that aren't registered, do so, and also be very leery and question the ramifications and the lawful purpose of a state that's trying to force you and mandate you to register your firearms, so then they can in turn confiscate them from you. Because remember, in every single country under every regime, every time they have forced citizens to register firearms, to come up and register what guns they have with serial numbers, gun confiscation has always come right after that. Every single time in history, if you look that up. So if you have a state that's doing this, make sure you understand your Second Amendment rights and that the state law does not supersede the Second Amendment rights when it comes to registering and keeping firearms if you're a law-abiding citizen, Dad. So I want to make sure I address that today to all of the law-abiding citizens and listeners, that gun registration is technically against the Second Amendment and is not lawful in any state.
You know, the sad part about it is, you know, you're talking about the gun show loophole as far as buying guns from individuals, not having to register them or to get a background check done on you. And you're also talking about registration of these guns. The sad part about it is that if a state does require registration of guns, it can always come in at that point and go house to house, door to door, and basically search everybody's home for guns. And those who didn't register the guns would be, like you said, would be a convicted felon or at least a misdemeanor.
Yep.
And the sad part about all of this stuff is it just takes, it continues to erode our rights. If you live in a state, personally, as far as I'm concerned, that requires you to register weapons, I would leave the state and I'd go somewhere else. It's just because this is exactly what Hitler did. And this is what Hitler did in Germany. He made them all register all their guns because it was going to be safer that way. And then pretty soon they're going knocking door to door to pick up all the weapons. And that's one of the reasons that tyranny enveloped Germany so quickly, in which the Third Reich just pretty much came in. And even the people who were against Hitler, who didn't want Hitler to do what Hitler did, you know, there in 1939 with Poland, they had no choice. They had no voice. They had nothing. And if you said stuff about it, you simply disappeared. I remember my mother told me and my aunt told me just a couple of years ago, who's still like 90 years old in Germany, she said that they would come into a neighborhood if you opposed Hitler. And I'm not talking about Jews here. I'm talking about Christians, Catholics, people that basically opposed Hitler who were vocal about it. They would come into your neighborhood in the middle of the night, and they'd hear a big commotion, and all of a sudden the door would get kicked in. You hear screaming and yelling at 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden you see the lights on. All of a sudden people are getting dragged out of the cars and disappear. They take the family, the mother, the father, the children. Everybody disappears. And then the following day, the house would be left open, and everybody would know what would happen next. The neighbors would go in. If there was anything they wanted in the house, they'd go in and take the stuff they wanted because they knew nobody was coming back. And then what would happen the following day, the house would be bulldozed, and then the following day, the yard would be resodded, and everything would be gone as if they never lived there, like they never existed. So that only had to happen a few times in my mother's neighborhood over there. And then they began to realize very quickly you didn't speak out against the Third Reich. And it was just one of those deals that Hitler, he developed his own Patriot Act, which is almost exactly the same Patriot Act we have in the United States. He called his Patriot Act the Enabling Act that he did after the Reichstag was burned by the German government. They burned their own parliament building to say the Russians had come in and done that so they could implement the Patriot Act, which you got to remember, guys. The entire White House has been run now since the Kennedy assassination with the Vatican, with the CIA, with the Hitler-Bush cartel, which is what these people were, with Prescott Bush being in bed, so to speak, with Hitler and supporting the Third Reich and trying to do a coup of the United States in 1933 with Smedley Butler to install a fascist government into the United States. All of this stuff has been going on now since Kennedy was assassinated. And since that's been going on, you know, why would they not follow the template of the Third Reich? Why would they not write the Patriot Act to basically resemble the Enabling Act? I mean, does anybody really believe they put a 1,500-page document together in a few weeks? Are you kidding me? That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so it just doesn't happen. It was already pre-written before the 9/11 ever occurred. So, guys, just look at the facts on this. And by the way, the U.S. is now planning and admitting to they're going to have a permanent Iraqi occupation like they do in Afghanistan. I mean, unbelievable. This just never seems to end. Washington began raping and destroying Iraq during the Carter years. Its people suffered horrifically because of the U.S. imperial lawlessness. For 37 years, millions of lives have been lost. It's unclear what force strength Washington intends maintaining in the country. Its sovereignty will never be regained or the people liberated as the U.S. occupation occurs. And we wonder why these guys hate us so much. At least 7,000 U.S. troops are currently to be deployed to Iraq. It is America's interest, not Baghdad's, to keep them there. Maybe thousands of more will be coming. Mathis said that U.S. involvement will continue after its Mosul operation ends. America to remain decisively engaged in Iraq and the region, he stressed. Guys, it's about the oil. It's about the fact that they have a Rothschild-controlled central bank in there. All of this stuff is continuing to go the way they want it to go. And sadly, we are just pawns in the game of this giant nonsense. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, that's exactly right over there. The whole United States military is used as a tool. It has been basically after the Civil War. That's all it's been used, as a tool for the Rothschilds and the banking cartel, especially since 1913 is when they really activated it to essentially be their own fighting force to do their bidding in every single country that they wanted to either change the regime, overthrow the country, or control the natural resources, as we've seen they've done all over Africa, all over the Middle East, all over Europe, and that's happened happened now for, you know, pretty much over 100 years. So it's nothing new. It's just sad that a lot of people aren't even awake enough to realize what's going on. And a lot of times when you talk to people about this, they're like, oh, no, you know, the military this, the military that. I support the military. I have a ton of friends that are in the military. I almost went in the Marine Corps when I went to Officer Candidate School, and I have a massive amount of respect for it. But the problem is, it's not what everybody thinks it is. It's glamorized to be something that it's not, and they do it to make sure they continue to keep the flow of people enlisting, the people going in, the people going into ROTC, all that, to keep it constantly flowing so they can keep that military-industrial complex spooled up all the time. That's why every couple years we always have some other country we have to invade to liberate them, or we have to go into some other country because they may invade us or they may attack us. I mean, you remember the war drums a couple years ago with Iran. We were going to have to invade Iran again because they were basically going to get nuclear weapons, so we had to take them out. Now we see the exact same thing going on with North Korea. It's the same exact story, different names. It's just repeated over and over and over again. And until we all start coming together and demand that our hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars actually in taxpayer money isn't spent to simply conquer the world and control the world's monetary supply and the world's natural resources and to expand the grips of the Rothschild Bank, nothing's going to change at all. That's why it was so important last year. I said the biggest thing that we could do right now, the biggest thing, is to throw out the Rothschild banking cartel, shut down the Federal Reserve, and basically start printing our own debt-free currency again. Whenever we allowed the Federal Reserve to come in 1913 and be put in place, and for literally pennies, they print notes, and we have to pay them back at face value and interest. That still boggles my mind that the American population actually allowed that to occur in 1913. The problem is, it was the same thing. It was done under the darkness of night. It was done in secrecy. It was done over in Jekyll Island so that nobody knew about what happened, and that's exactly what occurred. And the problem is, now we see that the Federal Reserve has completely devalued our currency by almost 100% in the last 100 years, and now we're dealing with this unbacked fiat currency that's irredeemable paper currency. It's worth nothing, and the only reason it's still worth so much is because we still hold the reserve value, this reserve dollar of the world, and we still force these other countries in the Middle East to use the petrodollar. So people have to start doing some research and realize what our military actually does and what we do with all these other fighting mercenary forces like ISIS, which we fund through the CIA consistently and through the Pentagon. And we have to understand that that's what these guys do. That's why we fund them, and that's why we keep them flowing. Also, too, you guys need to look at, this just came out today from Rand Paul. Apparently, the Senate GOP is deciding to keep Obamacare. We told you, I figured this was not going to go through. There's all types of stuff now they're basically adding to it. It looks like now, also, too, from what I'm reading, I got to do some more research on it tomorrow, but it looks like now they're trying to add $200 billion in insurance bailout money into the new bill. So this whole repeal Obamacare bill thing has been absolutely total obfuscation. All they're doing now, what they're about to put back in, is essentially a true Obamacare 2.0, that all they're doing is funneling hundreds of billions of dollars back into the insurance company's pockets, and no cheaper premiums for us. Nothing's changing. All it is giant obfuscation to keep the American population basically under more further grips. Again, as I told you, just talked about gun confiscation. When the government comes in and takes a gun to you and says, you're going to buy this or we're going to fine you, and if we fine you enough and you don't pay it, we're going to throw you in jail. That is the definition of theft. You cannot legally do that in any court of law. You cannot force somebody to buy something, and then when they don't buy it, you fine them, and when they don't pay the fine, you throw them in prison. That is illegal, and it's unconstitutional. That is exactly what they have done in Obamacare, and now they're going to force the American taxpayers to foot even more hundreds of billions of dollars in bailout money to the insurance companies that they already knew from the beginning were not going to be able to sustain these bills from the beginning because of how ridiculous it was written. So it's sad to see this, Dad, but it's pretty much exactly what we thought was going to happen.
Well, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz, she's done a lot of research, and she was a cabinet member years ago. I believe it was under Reagan. And what was interesting about her, maybe under Clinton, I don't remember, But what was interesting about her, she said that this military industrial CIA / Vatican / secret society complex, Federal Reserve, all these guys have literally stolen $35 trillion from the American people. $35 trillion. That's how they've managed to fund their deep underground military bases. And the way they do all of this is, of course, they just have these unaccountable records, like the Pentagon loses, you know, $10 trillion or whatever. And also the $15, $18 trillion that Bernanke said that he didn't know where the money had gone. And all these guys have to do is print money on off-book balance sheets, and they send pallets of cash around the world, which really degrades the value of the dollar. But like you said a moment ago, Austin, it's because of the fact that we have the ability to have the reserve currency. And because we have the petrodollar, and people have to buy their oil from these OPEC nations through United States dollars, it gives the dollars value, and people have to continue to trade in them. This is the problem that we have, especially with the Exchange Stability Fund, because they're able to hide so much of what they do in their nefarious activities through the ESF. And so if we don't understand the ESF, the Exchange Stability Fund, you really need to go to YouTube, and there's a series of like 7 or 8 little videos that are 7 or 8 minutes long. They're phenomenal videos, and you can read the whole thing and watch the whole thing on the Exchange Stability Fund. But this is the secret government. This is how they actually fund themselves, is through the ESF. And this is the way that they're able to do all of this corruption with the Vatican banks, and also with the money that they're bringing in through Afghanistan, through the sale of heroin. But to think that they haven't been printing books, putting pallets of cash in off-book balance sheets that we don't know anything about is just complete and total naivety. You're living in a dream. They're doing whatever they want to do with the money and forcing other countries in the world to take it. I know last year when I was in Europe, I tried to go to one of the local banks, and I believe it was in Germany, and I tried to cash a $100 bill, and they absolutely refused to cash any $100 bills from the United States. Refused. Would not take it. Absolutely would not take the $100 bill. They'd cash like a 20 or a 50, but they would not cash a 100. And that kind of tells you right now that people all over the world are really starting to push back on using the United States currency. And because we don't know really what's going on with these currencies that they're printing, and what the face values really are any longer, and banks are scared they're going to get stuck with them. By the way, Fox News' Tucker Carlson interviewed Robert F. Kennedy again, and he's asking questions about vaccines. And this is from the July 10th interview, and it says, conservative Fox News host Tucker Carlson had Robert F. Kennedy on his show on July the 10th. You guys need to watch it. Accordingly, Kennedy is a liberal Democrat. Carlson asked Kennedy why he's being so attacked by other liberals for promoting vaccine safety. Kennedy acknowledged that skepticism towards big corporate power like pharmaceutical companies and government agencies is typically a liberal position, but that is different when it comes to vaccines. He mentioned that the CDC has been characterized by at least 4 federal studies as a cesspool of corruption because of the entanglements with the vaccine industry, and this is the government agency that is supposed to be overseeing vaccine safety. Kennedy goes on to explain that there is very little safety testing on vaccines like there is on other pharmaceutical products. Carlson echoed his opinion that he believes in vaccines, but he should be discussions about the vaccine safety. So it's been interesting to me, Austin, this has been going on a regular basis with these guys. Austin, I'm going to let you, we're supposed to have a guest today. John Roberts is supposed to be on with us, so I'm going to go ahead and find out if Todd's got him on the line. I'm going to disconnect for just a second, let you take the show for a minute, okay?
Absolutely, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, and also, too, this is another weird news, especially down here in Florida, but the research was done in Russia with sunscreen. So there's a new study that was basically done by Russian scientists. Researchers from Lazmaz Moscow State University discovered the world's most popular active sunscreen agent, avobenzone. It breaks down into something far more sinister in the chlorinated water. 2 of the chemicals it produces upon mixing with the water, phenols and acetylbenzos, are a particular concern because of their toxicity. This reaction takes place on wet skin when the sunscreen reacts to UV radiation and chlorinated water. The chemicals have been linked to problems like immune system damage, infertility, and cancer. In swimming pools that use copper salts to make the water look blue, the reaction is even worse, they said. In the case, the sunscreen breaks down into bromoform, a substance that has been linked to nervous system disorders, liver problems, and kidney problems. That's why I usually tell people, man, be very careful about the sunscreen you're putting on your skin. Your skin is porous. I mean, it's permeable. Things go through it. It's the largest eliminating organ in the body. So be very careful when you're rubbing this stuff stuff all over you, spraying it on. We carry a natural sunscreen here, but also, too, there's a lot of other natural options you can put on. But I see people all the time, they go to the beach, they go to the pools, they're lathering down this like 40, 50, 60 SPS crap. Not good for you, not good for the skin, and now they're seeing once it reacts with UV sunlight and chlorine, it starts making these incredibly toxic forms it breaks down into, and it's very, very toxic for the body. So be very, very careful when you're buying this stuff from the store. I don't use sunscreen normally. If I use anything, it'll be like tanning oil, natural stuff with coconut oil. There's absolutely no reason to put that stuff, but I do live in Florida, so I don't get burnt much anymore. Okay, bud.
Yeah, apparently John has something's wrong.
Hello.
Are you there,
hello?
John?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, John, I'm sorry. We're trying to reach you via Skype. Sorry we couldn't get through to you, bud.
Oh, yeah, no trouble whatsoever. I was just about to go to Plan B with a landline.
Okay. John, everybody listening, this is John Robertson. He is Doug and Joe Hagman's producer. He is a Hollywood insider, and he basically left the Hollywood scene. And he wanted to come on our show today and discuss with us the massive amounts of pedophilia that is going on in Hollywood and all of the subversive things that these guys are involved with. So I want to welcome you to the show, John. And how would you like to get started with this?
Well, Dr. Ted, thank you so much for having me on the show. And it certainly is both a pleasure and an honor to join you for my debut on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. So thank you for having me. And you know what? I'm going to take off the gloves. I'm going to be honest with you, gentlemen. We're going to get a little bloody here today. But I'm not messing around. This is not a Pollyanna topic. And for those of your more sensitive listeners, you may want to, frankly, toughen up. So here we go. This is it, folks. Hollywood is one of the primary controlled conditioning apparatus. I should say apparati, because there are seven major studios and many dozens of minor ones. And what we are seeing through Hollywood is the normalization, the very slow normalization. Dr. Ted, there was a term coined in the late 80s called the Overton window. And I don't want to get too far out in the weeds here, but Charles Overton was the state superintendent of education for the state of Michigan. And he was the one who added his name to the concept of one step forward, two steps back, three steps forward, one step back, but with the average population always moving toward the ultimate globalist agenda as set by the powers that be, whether that be the federal government, international banks, or even the church. So we need to look at the Hollywood sex trafficking issue with the Overton window in mind. To reiterate, it simply means they move you in a linear manner along the line to their ultimate goal, but they do so that you feel like you have a controlled opposition victory from time to time. Okay? The second thing that I want to do today is I want to apply what's called the Hegelian dialectic. Hollywood uses it all the time, and just to throw it right back in their faces. The Hegelian dialectic, folks, is simply problem, reaction, solution. But it's a trick, and it ties in hand with what I just told you about the Overton window. To put it in scientific terms, it is thesis, antithesis, that then creates synthesis. It is the way that Hollywood brings you where they want you to go. Okay? So, with that understanding, I am going to present to you some information. It's tough to digest, but you need to be aware of it. And I am going to let Hollywood speak for themselves. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to follow the Hegelian dialectic. We're going to talk about the problem. We're going to talk about the reaction, and we're going to talk about the solution. And with your permission, Dr. Ted, I'm going to move very quickly because I know we have limited time today.
Go right ahead, John. We're listening, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, let's talk about The Keepers, okay? The Keepers is a Netflix documentary that has, actually, Austin Brower did a great piece on your show about a month ago, talking about The Keepers. This is from Sean Adel Tabatabai. Okay, the Netflix documentary series The Keepers links Clinton campaign chair John Podesta to a high-level government pedophile ring. Gentlemen, that is the lead sentence to the article. Sean goes on to write, the show vindicates what alternative media websites have been saying for years, namely that elite pedophile rings within the highest echelon of government involving famous politicians and world leaders, and confirms that such scandals are systematically covered up by the powers that be in collusion with our media institutions. Now, I want folks to think of it like this. Okay, on the west coast of the country, you've got Hollywood. On the east coast, you've got D.C. And Dr. Ted, I've always called this the unholy trinity. Okay, Madison Avenue cooks it up, Wall Street funds it, and Hollywood blasts it out to the world. And that is how you are controlled. I don't care if you are in church every time the doors open or if you haven't been in 25 years. They have this down to such a finite science that everyone is a victim of this controlled conditioning to one extent or another. Let's take a look at what Mail Online has to say. This published back on 15th November 2014 by Annette Withridge. There was a documentary that was very well received, and it was called An Open Secret, by Oscar-nominated documentarian filmmaker Amy Berg, and it debuted at the Doc NYC Festival on a Friday in November of 2014. The film claims that X-Men star Brian Peck abused a well-known child star and got away with it. I'd also like to mention that the X-Film franchise director is probably, I am alleging this just to be legally careful, but Bryan Singer is probably one of the most filthy, evil pedophiles in Hollywood today. Among the men named are also talent managers Marty Weiss, Michael Hara, and Bob Villard, who represented Leonardo DiCaprio as a budding young actor. It is well known, Dr. Ted, in Hollywood that Leonardo DiCaprio is an SRA and that he was repeatedly sexually abused as a young child, both heterosexually and homosexually, primarily homosexually, in often orgiastic environments with multiple male partners. And what they do is they get it on tape. And once they've got that on tape, they own you for the rest of your career. You will do the scripts that they tell you to do. You will support the charities they tell you to support. You will say what they tell you to say, and you will shut up when they tell you to shut up. Well, it goes on to say that the indictment also includes interviews with Michael Egan III, who accused X-Men director Bryan Singer of raping him before dropping his suit earlier this year. Now, that suit was dropped for a undisclosed amount of cash, but I'm told that it cost Singer quite a few bucks. Now, this is important because, folks, you need to understand that when you take your children to the multiplex on a Saturday and you take them to see X-Men, and you know who, I mean, look, we all love to go to the movies, but you need to understand that the money you hand them at the box office, even if it's only a dime or 20 cents, is going in the wallet of Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer, who is noted, Dr. Ted, as having orgiastic homosexual poolside parties at his home in the Hollywood Hills and his former place in Malibu, often with underage young boys running around naked and being plied with alcohol and prescription pills. This is how they do it.
Well, now, folks, John, let me ask you a question real quick.
Jump right in. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the former child model Michael Egan, who claimed he was sexually abused by X-Men director Bryan Singer,
he's been
jailed for 2 years on a fraud case. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that. Mm-hmm. I studied this case. Okay, I need to be really careful here. Dr. Ted, one of the biggest problems I have talking about Hollywood is that most of these people can squash me like a bug. Egan has a legitimate case in both California and Hawaii. Okay. Singer is more powerful than Egan, and I am not exonerating Egan for the charges against him, but I am suggesting, I hate to be such a wuss about this, I am alleging that there is a connection here that has not come out in a court of law.
Okay.
Is that fair enough? I'm trying to be.
Well, yeah, it is. But you know, but Singer's accuser, basically this guy, he basically has pled guilty to fraud. This is like Egan. So I don't know if he was given an offer he couldn't refuse or whatever, but he avoided a jail sentence. So he's not in jail.
Dr. Ted, he was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
This is
well known around Hollywood. Let's go back to hearing from some of the A-listers in their own words, okay?
Because I
can ramble on and many people know who I am, but let's get it directly from them. This is from Veterans Today, okay? Corey Feldman. I am in communication with Corey Feldman's publicist and manager. He has been invited on the Hagman & Hagman report. He has indicated that he would like to join Doug and Joe Hagman for a future interview. But this comes from Veterans Today, December 1st, 2016, and I quote, Corey Feldman, I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry. He goes on to say that the number one problem in Hollywood, he goes on to say it's the big secret. I was surrounded by pedophiles when I was 14 years old. Now, that would be right around the time he made Goonies back in the mid-80s, along with his deceased friend, Corey Haim. I was surrounded by pedophiles when I was 14 years old, literally. I didn't even know it until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted. They were like vultures. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around these groups of kids, and they all had power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry. There is a lot of good people in this industry, and I want to second that. There are a lot of good, decent Americans that get up every day. They work hard. They take care of their families. I met thousands of them while I worked there. Back to Feldman. There are a lot of good people in this industry, but there is also a lot of really, really sick and corrupt people. They have gotten away with it for so long that they feel that they are above the law, and that has got to change. So, Corey Feldman, I think most folks remember him, Goonies, big hit film, 1984, along with Corey Haim. Many people probably still own a copy on VHS today. But let's go back a little further in time, to Sunday evenings in Walnut Grove. And I'm talking about Little House on the Prairie. Okay, I personally, I'm a 70s kid. I loved Little House on the Prairie. Allison Arngrim, who is the former, she was a little blonde girl on Little House on the Prairie. She wrote a book called Confessions of a Prairie Bitch. Okay, and in it, she said that pedophiles in Hollywood, quote, are typically very careful when choosing. They look for kids whose parents are maybe going through a divorce, are very naive, suffering with addiction problems, or are simply crazy stage parents who will look the other way. She goes on to say, in Hollywood, folks, this is important. In Hollywood, there are parents who will practically prostitute their kids in the hope that they can make money and get ahead. It is a horrible trap that the kids are in. These people aren't seeing their kid as a kid. They're seeing them as a commodity, and it is more common than you think. I'm just going to keep going. Elijah Wood. Okay, everybody knows who Elijah Wood is. He made some great films before the enormous, mega successful franchise Lord of the Rings. But Elijah Wood, this is interesting. This was early 2016. He said, quote, "Clearly something major is going on in Hollywood. And it was all organized. There are a lot of vipers in this industry. People who only have their own interests in mind. There is darkness in the underbelly." Elijah Wood goes on to say, "What bums me out about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power." Dr. Ted, that goes back to the question you asked me about Singer. Okay. So the victims cannot speak as loudly as the people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged. Now, I'm not here to slam Elijah Wood today, but I am here to give you folks the facts. Elijah Wood, 3 days later, recanted his statement. He had his attorneys redact his written. He had two separate reports. He had his attorneys redact them. Of course, they were already out in the social media world. So, what happened with Elijah Wood? Well, I worked in Hollywood for 16 years. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Some phone calls were made, and he was told, if you ever want to make another dime in this town, or even worse, if you don't want to wind up in a hole out in Barstow somewhere, you better shut up, and you better shut up quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But real quick, this is another article I just pulled up. It says, this is Corey Feldman. And he goes, "I was molested and passed around." Corey Feldman describes his ordeal at the hands of Hollywood pedophile ring. It says Corey Haim was just 11 years old when he was first raped. Now, the difference here with these guys is that Corey Feldman's not naming names. He said he would love to talk about the names, but he knows good and well that he basically is not going to get away with it. And so they're being very, very careful when these things happen to them.
Well, Dr. Ted, they'll kill him.
Well, and you know, and guys, remember something. This is part of the Aleister Crowley occult sex ceremonies they do with children. And guys, if you have a child listening to the show right now, you probably just need to let them just turn it off and just not censor it first form, because you don't really want to hear all of this stuff. And you can listen to it yourself as an adult. Because the truth of the matter is this. I mean, this is the stuff that they do to control the energy field around the planet. In fact, on Friday's show, Austin's not going to be here with me. I'm going to go into micro detail on the energy field around the Earth and how they manipulate it through their orgies, through their sexual things that they do with this, and we're going to go into detail. It's going to be one of those.
Ooh, that sounds like a good one. That sounds like a good one.
It's going to be a good one. I'll be doing it with Doug and Joe in a few weeks. I'm doing all the prep work on it right now. That'll be this Friday, John. But John,
awesome.
John is absolutely right about what's going on in Hollywood. This is kind of like they used to call it the director's couch and stuff like that back in the 50s and the 60s, and starlets would have
yeah.
all happened to them. But now it's much, much worse. Now these guys have left the starlets behind, most of them, and they go after the young children. And we saw the same thing with Ron Perlman with the Backstreet Boys, and we talked about that in detail before, and all of the people that he was involved in as far as sexually abusing. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dr. Ted, let me ask you this. How much time do I have with you today? Because I need to gauge the material I have to present.
You've got about 12 more minutes.
12 more minutes. Okay. I promised you folks the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We have identified the problem. We've given you direct quotes. Dr. Ted and I are in agreement, both intellectually and spiritually. There is a massive sexual child trafficking, pedophilia, satanic problem in Hollywood. All right, here's the reaction. We have put together a team, Dr. Ted Brower and Austin Brower and Sharon Brower. Listen, folks, the Brower family are like some of the coolest people you'd ever want to meet. I am so blessed and honored to have gotten to know these people over the past 6 to 12 months. They are the real deal, and we are honored to consider the Ted Brower family as part of this team. But the team consists of Doug Hagman, Craig Sawman Sawyer, former U.S. Marine Corps sniper as well as U.S. Navy SEAL, Dave Hodges, the host of the Common Sense Show, Liz Croken, who writes for HagmanReport.com, Melissa the Honeybee Zachariah, who Dr. Ted, I am going to introduce you to, and you're definitely going to want her on your show. We just had her on the Hagman Report about 4 or 5 days ago, and that one's already gone mega viral. And then we are involving Tara McCarthy. She just moved here from London. She's now in New York City, which means that she's not under all of that politically correct, Mayor Kazakhstan or whatever his name is, the gag orders that kept her silent while she was in London. Praise God, she is now in New York City. Again, that's Tara McCarthy, also known as Reality Calls. And the newest member of the team, Jack Posobiec, who just joined us on the Hagman Report last night. I have a couple of quick quotes, one from Doug Hagman and one from Craig Sawman Sawyer. These men are not messing around, and I'm not messing around, okay? We are talking about defending the defenseless. We're talking about standing in the gap. And I'm telling you, folks, when your life ends, okay, and you sit before the judgment seat of Christ, he is going to, you will give account. He's going to ask you, what did you do with the blessings and the challenges and the life that I gave you? And when that moment comes for me, well, first of all, I'm going to fall on my face. But once I can face my Lord God, I want to be able to say, when I found out that children were being raped, I got off my butt and did something about it. I quote Doug Hagman, quote, "The Hagman Report was born from more than 30 years of experience in conducting civil and criminal investigations." I'd like to add parenthetically that Doug was an operational asset for the FBI as well as state and local law enforcement. Doug goes on to say, "The Hagman Report is using its investigative skills and contacts to investigate, infiltrate, and expose child sex abuse and trafficking operations. We are happy to team up with others in this venue. That is the man I work with every day. He is my brother. I love him dearly. He is my boss. Doug Hagman, Hagman and Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. You can find us all over the place. We're on like 16, 18 platforms. Okay, the other quote I want to give you quickly. This is from former U.S. Marine Corps sniper and retired U.S. Navy SEAL Craig Sawman Sawyer. Folks, Craig worked under DEVGRU. I can't get out into the weeds. I don't have time to explain DEVGRU, but let's just say that DEVGRU is who the president calls when they've got a blank check and they need something taken care of and they don't have time to deal with congressional oversight. Craig Sawman Sawyer writes, and I quote, "As a tactical team leader, I've grown to appreciate the power of diversity on a team. Having an eclectic mix of experience from numerous directions gives our team a superior pool of solutions from which to draw. I specifically selected my team of seasoned veterans from the intelligence, federal law enforcement, diplomatic, American, and allied Tier 1 special operations community with that value in mind." Craig is putting together a docuseries that is going to make this disgusting, horrific thing that we call Pedogate accessible to the average American, and we are going to support Craig Sawman Sawyer 110% at HagmanReport.com. Lastly, let's get in. So that's the reaction. Let's talk a little bit about solutions. Melissa Zachariah, she goes by the Honeybee. Interesting young lady. She's from Boston. She is probably, if you are a pedophile, she is probably the most dangerous human being on earth. She, runs a company called Napalm. This is a quote. "Napalm actively attacks the Pedogate purveyors." Now you can find the Honeybee on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And just a quick rundown on who she is. Melissa Zachariah, a.k.a. the Honeybee, is an independent investigator and citizen journalist. She shares research and techniques on how – now get this, folks. She shares research and techniques on how to connect the dots regarding government scandals, cover-ups, and abuse of children and of power. Her most prominent investigative work entails child abuse and exploitation. Then she goes on to name multiple government agencies that she works with. And she says, child sex trafficking, as well as exposing and infiltrating pedophile advocacy networks, pushing for pedophile rights, legislation, and normalization, it will not be tolerated. She is the founder of NAPALM and the Boston Contact for Our Children Matter. Now, what Melissa does, okay, NAPALM, by the way, stands for Nations Against Pedophile Advocated Legislation and Mobilization. It's called NAPALM. That's liquefied gasoline, folks. Melissa Zachariah will take down your site. She will DDoS you. She works with hacktivists all over the globe. If you have a Twitter feed like Heart's Progress that is trying to normalize a term like pedophobe, I'm sorry, Dr. Ted, but I am proud to be a pedophobe. For me to be phobic of pedophilia means that I have a soul. Okay.
Well, you know, well, John, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we're almost out of time, but what's interesting is that, you know, we've brought this particular topic to light so many times on our show, and it's all part of the energy rituals that this Druidic worship teaches them through the Sabbatean Kabbalists and through the follower of Sabbatean Levi. We've talked about this. They're doing all of these rituals in order to try to strengthen the energy field for their benefit around the planet. And to continue with this veil of illusion that the Bible talks about that's been put around the mind and the heart of the unbeliever. And I want to thank you so much, John. I apologize because we have a short show. It's not like a 3-hour format. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Of course, I knew you'd do a great job, and you really opened up a lot of topics here that Austin and I continue to talk about. And what we'll do is we'll give you an outline of some other things we want to have you come back and discuss in detail. And I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show today. I appreciate you, buddy, and I'll be back on with Hagman in a few weeks. Looking forward to that. And I consider you to be a friend, and you are the best producer that they've ever had at the Hagman Show. And I want to thank you for all of your work.
Thank you for saying that.
I want to thank you to your commitment for Christ, and I appreciate you, my young friend. Thanks again for being on.
Dr. Ted, thank you so much for having me. Sir, it is a pleasure and an honor to work side by side on the front line of this fight for the souls of our nation, for the republic as it stands, and for the lost that need to find Jesus Christ. I am honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with both yourself as well as Austin Brower.
Thank you, John, so much. And guys, again, my guest today has been John Robertson, producer for The Hagman Show. And wow, Austin, well, he opened up a whole bunch of different things that we're talking about with Corey Feldman, all of the things that was going on back, you know, in Hollywood. And again, guys, and I'm going to mention this, I'm going to say it one more time. This is that kind of show that nobody wants to do. This is that kind of show that nobody wants to talk about. This is that kind of show that, you know, unless you really, really are trying to expose what's going on in Hollywood. Because remember, Aleister Crowley and these guys, this is all linked together. All of these guys are linked together. The Sharon Tate murders, all of this stuff. The Jack Parsons from the rockets that he developed, you know, for NASA. He was a Satanist. All of these guys work together, and they use the energy from these children to facilitate the energy transfer into these demonic forces that they allow to control them and who control the planet currently. So guys, this is what this whole thing is about. I also have read an article this past week with Breitbart, and said that Breitbart was going to expose the Clinton pedophile ring and the pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., and that was the primary reason that he was basically killed. So, guys, a lot of this stuff is really dangerous to talk about. And if you notice, every time somebody tries to get close to this in Hollywood, every time someone tries to bring it up into the mainstream media, it's immediately quashed. Nobody wants to touch this stuff with a 30-foot pole, and the reason for that is what I told you guys last year, and same thing that Robert David Steele said when he came on the show, that a lot of the people in Congress, in the United States, in our government, have been compromised through pedophilia, through homosexuality, through basically prostitution, through drugs, etc. And it's like John said earlier, when they get them on tape, at that point they own them and they do exactly what they're told, otherwise their lives are completely and totally destroyed. It's the same thing that Wayne Allen Root said when he was a guest on the show last year. He said the same thing, that this is how they control these guys. Guys, I want to thank you so much for having me, for being here to listen today, for letting me bring John to the show today, and for listening to him. I appreciate you guys. I love you so much. Guys, thank you so much for supporting us in this fight. This is one of those fights that's very difficult to deal with. And I just want you guys to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for supporting information like this, which, though distasteful and really disgusting to talk about, we got to talk about. Now, the show on Friday, I'm going to go into a lot more detail on how we can change the energy field around the planet and how it ties together with the magnetic ley lines that I've talked to you guys many times, and how the Druidic worship was used containing these, the magnetic ley lines, with places like Stonehenge. So Friday's show is going to be one of those shows, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. Austin, I'll write up the summary for today. I'll go ahead and let you finish. God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate it. Definitely a wild show today. A lot of stuff going on right now, man. And this is what we're trying to do, is bring the truth to light and give people the information they need, you know, to really make a difference in what's going on. And that's what we're doing here. So if you guys need anything, as always, check out the website, healthmasters.com. You can go on there too and research in the search bar any supplements or ailments or anything you're looking at to basically try and fix, and type in, look it up. We also have videos. We got multiple kits that we've put together too, all the way from, you know, overall men libido health to heart health to brain health. And we have the basic healthy lifestyle kit. That's our very, very popular one we have right on the front page. Even the Hagman blood sugar protocol that we built for him years ago that's been so successful. Actually got a whole kit going out to Doug today. He ordered another one from us that he needed. So we love seeing these products be effective in people's lives and allowing them to be healthier and more energetic so they can fight the good fight and try and support all the patriots around here. So we really appreciate it, guys. And if you need anything and you can't find it on the website, feel free to email us under the contact form, or you can call us at 1-800-726-1834. And be sure to check out the website on the Purple Sticks. They're on sale for over 20% off. We're doing a sale on these guys. And that's the methylcobalamin formula. We don't have cyanide cobalamin at all in them. We run methylcobalamin, which is the natural methylated form of B12. Much more absorbable, much more effective, much cleaner, and has no toxicity effects, even in mega doses. So check that out as well. And be sure, of course, to vote on the next product of the week. They're on the website already up. People are already voting on them left and right. So be sure to check those out as well. And we appreciate the support, guys. Thank you for everything you guys do. Thank you for the emails you send us. Thank you for it all. You know, I got an email earlier. Somebody was saying, man, we really appreciate the show. And, you know, we're going to buy a bottle of multiples from you guys just to support you. That right there helps us out significantly, guys. So we appreciate everything. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.